about
Sextastic Tuesday.
You want to know about the sex?
Yes.
Gorgeous girls gorging themselves on big hot cocks.
You get to be fucked by the floor.
I can't think of very many things that would make me lose my boner faster.
Yeah, that feels good, doesn't it?
Fried big pussy.
I'm gonna lose my mind today.
I'm so constipated, yeah!
You're constipated.
Get it out.
Don't throw it away!
You be the donut, man.
See, don't slam the fucking door!
Don't make it back, man!
Thanks for calling 1-800-WET-SHIT.
I guess I'm not gonna die because I'm a careless ferret.
Yeah, it feels good, doesn't it?
Well, a very, very heavy, heavy rotation tonight.
Give me!
Hey, Freaks to Medicine with you! Back for the Tuesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program for you. It's time once again for a classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday. If you're new to the program, let me explain what this bit is. Basically, I scour the web for poorly written sex stories. Or maybe they're not poorly written per se, but they're bizarre or disgusting. Or, yes, some of them do seem to be written by, you know, third graders. I do love my grammatically incorrect sex stories. In the end, without fail, they frustrate me and I start screaming and throwing shit. I have a bit of a temper problem. Before we get into Sextastic Tuesday, though, the internet experienced what I like to call a Tonetta-gasm. And that's where Tonetta, one of my favorite musical artists on YouTube, I use the term musical artist very loosely here. Where I say musical artist, many people would say coked out train wreck, gender bending fagatron, or just half naked transsexual singing her heart out. Tonetta is back with some new music. One of my favorite new pieces is called Platinum Balls. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Penetrate through YouTube's.
I'm not sure what penetrate means.
It takes to penetrate through YouTube's virgin walls.
He's gonna penetrate virgin walls.
Virgin walls.
With my platinum balls. This song is more annoying than anything else. There she is, shaking her ass.
Try and stop me, pushing up, pulling out. I'm doing YouTube tonight.
Okay, alright. YouTube. He's fucking YouTube, basically. YouTube, fucking right. YouTube with his platinum balls. Right into YouTube's vaginal walls. So there you go. That's what Tonetta's been up to. If you want to check it out, maybe I'll put a link on the show notes today to this video. In case raping your ears was not enough, you can now scar your fucking optic nerves. All right, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. This is a classic edition from a few years ago. One of my favorite stories. I don't know if this is one of my favorite stories. I hate to call any Sextastic Tuesday story a favorite, but this one was highly enjoyable. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
As an hors d'oeuvre, I have a few erotic poems I'd like to share with you. These were actually written by high school students who were killing time in class, not paying attention to the teacher. Well, they got into the wrong hands and were promptly posted online. So here we go. Ahem. The first poem. Horniest poem I wrote. Your body makes me horny. I'm jacking off. In the bed, I want to play a game of golf. What?
You stiffen my dick. It pops up. I take it out of your pussy and I ram it into your butt. You're screaming. I'm enjoying. I pull it out and watch you toying. Rhymes. You moan so loud you woke up the neighbors. We tell them to shut their fucking ears. We go back at it. I'm sucking on your nipple. The moans come in triple. I was really trying to rhyme nipple. That's the best you could do, triple. We have sex all night. I'm mad now because we can't have this every night. That was the horniest poem I wrote. Next up, you are a hottie. Girl, you know you a hottie. I'm reading it exactly as it was written. Girl, you know you a hottie. Shirt off, pants down, you got a body. Teasing, touching yourself, you got me. Heading to the room to get naughty. From your lips to getting your legs departed. Fingering you, and it sounded like it farted. This cannot be real. Looked at me as if I was going to quit when I just started. Banging like a club where you had to be carded. Pussy so wet, making me sweat, feel the heat as if we cooking meat. Quietly, I hear you moan, all up inside you, I kill what you've shown. I'm not sure what kill what you've shown means. Is that some sort of abortion reference? And finally, this is called Patience. I actually have this chick's MySpace page if you want to check it out. As you caress down my gentle, spelled wrong, thigh, spelled wrong. Gentle is spelled G-E-N-T-A-L, and thighs, very creative spelling, T-H-E-I-G-H-S. All right. As you caress down my gentle thighs to open my legs wide so you could admire my most prize, you kiss my most sensitive spot. As I begin to shiver, spelled wrong, I nibble on my bottom lip. You start massassing, assuming she meant massaging, but it came out massassing. You start massassing the inside of me with your tongue up and down, left and right. I start meowning. Yeah, it wasn't moaning, it was meowning. As I start meowning with pleasure, then you lick up my belly, leaving a line of salive behind, leading to my nipples as you pull roughly. Then you slip your... Get ready for the line of the fucking century. Then you slip your big rectum into my vagina, making me grid my nails deeply into your hard body. Let me read that again. Keep in mind, the word is rectum and vagina. V-E-R-G-I-N-A. Then you slip your big rectum into my vagina, making me grid my nails deeply into your hard body, leaving me satisfied, spelled wrong. I drift to sleep, thinking of the passion that was just left behind. Some glorious pieces of literature there. Now, the reason why I read those is because today's story is a little bit shorter. Also, English is not the author's native language, so this is going to be a clusterfuck. All right. Ken is tall, dark, slim, would not say bad-looking, has good-sized cock, I've only seen it soft. Pity. That's the first sentence, if you want to call it that. All right. Alice is smaller in height, nice big tits, got a bit of a belly, always talks dirty. Not bad legs, nice ass, and nice-looking, but no film star. Ken came to fix my PC one day as it was playing up, and I could not download, two separate words, any films or music. After he sorted it out for me, I showed him what I had downloaded, telling him the gay porn was for a guy at work. Why would you show someone, like, oh, I'm going to show you some gay porn, but it's not mine. This is someone else's. Like, just don't show him gay porn at all, and then he won't think you're gay. All right, telling him the gay porn was for a guy at work. Have any of you guys ever given a coworker gay porn? Hey, Charles from Accounts Receivable, come here for a second. Hey, I heard you were gay, so I made you a little present. I burned you a copy of Rimshot 7. It's 2 hours of all man-on-man ass-licking. You're welcome. So yeah, that's a weird thing to give a coworker. All right, back to the story here. I was a bit shocked when he said that his wife would love some of this. At first I thought, sure, you mean you would like some of it. But after a time, I found out Alice loved gay animal piss, M and S. I'm not entirely sure what the author's trying to say here. I found out Alice loved gay animal piss, M and S. In fact, all porn. But she loved bisexual, transsexual. So I took the most perverted gay sex films I had, put them on dicks. I think he meant discs. Could be wrong there. And gave them to him for Alice to watch. It was about a week later. I was at his house. Alice was sat on... Oh my god. The story is full of fail. Alright, it was about a week later. I was at his house. Alice was sat on the sofa reading while he and I sat at his PC. Alice was in a bathrobe and Ken was sat in his boxer shorts. I was not sure if I had disturbed them in the middle of something. Thinking about that made my cock stiffen and jump. Then, putting his finger to his lips as if to say, "Don't say anything," he pressed a button. On the screen came a picture of Alice. She was wearing French knickers with matching half-cutaway bra nylons and half-heels. Her large tits were well on show then. Whoa. And the story has come to a screeching halt yet again as I try to figure out what he's trying to say here. All right. Okay. Her large tits were on display, maybe? Like, her large tits were well on show. Okay. Then he clicked the mouse again. In the next picture, the bra was gone. Poof. As he showed more pictures, so did Alice in them. Until she was stood naked in her high heels, her tits were magnificent. I'm assuming he meant were, because magnificent is not a place. All right. In case any of you don't know what the hell's going on here because you can't understand what's being read, apparently this guy is looking at Ken's computer, and on Ken's computer there are naked pictures of Ken's wife. I don't know if he noticed, but my cock was rock hard, but I noticed his was, and it was long in his shorts. It was then I heard a voice behind me. "Go on, you want to get a hold of it and feel how hot and hard it is?" When I turned my head, Alice was stood in her leather gear, including the strap-on. Okay. Where the hell? She's like a magician. Poof, she's gone. And then she appears with a dildo strapped onto her cunt. "Feel this as well," she said as she pushed the strap-on towards me. Like as if in a trance, I took a hold of both cocks. His hard cock, and felt like velvet. Hers felt real, but for its coldness. Okay. My eyes on her large breasts. Alice noticed me looking and lifted one to her mouth. Then she said, "If you suck both cocks, you can suck this." Showing me how big and hard her nipples had become. At first, I took his cock into my mouth and I sucked the shaft down my throat. Even as I enjoyed it, I pulled my head away and took her dildo into my mouth. As I sucked on it, I felt her wet cunt lips with my fingers. Alice gave a little wiggle, then used the crop on my back. "I'll tell you when you can touch my cunt." The word cunt coming from her mouth dressed like that was so erotic. "Strip, strip naked, then you can suckle on my nipples." Alice then said, "I'm gonna fuck your slut ass while you suck on that pervert's cock. Now bend over the back of that chair to be fucked and suck cock at the same time." I did as I was told, spreading my legs ready for her strap-on cock, at the same time taking his hot, throbbing, stiff cock down my throat. She worked the dildo up my asshole. As Alice held onto my hips, working the dildo in and out of my ass, Alice was swearing at Ken, saying how every time she met a guy, he would use him as a faggot. "Pull on my tits, you faggot, milk them! You can both drink my milk, bite my nipples, then piss all over me." Alice was ramming my ass with the dildo. The string after string of hot spunk flooded my mouth as I swallowed them down, not wanting to spill a drop of my first load from him. Alice was ramming my ass until she collapsed over my back. Then I drove my cock into her asshole, and she bucked back at me, and I fucked her till my hot cum filled her hole. When I finished and pulled out of her hot ass, Ken was soon there sucking my cock clean. We left Alice to take a shower and both went downstairs where our clothes were. As I bent to pick up my clothes, I think we all know what's going to happen here, Ken took a hold of my hips and I felt his big hard cock head rubbing at my hole. Ken sort of stopped as I moved but began pushing his big cock up my ass when I rubbed my hole against him. As I laid over the back of the sofa, he began to fuck my ass while holding my hips. As he rode my willing asshole, Alice walked into the room. Showered and wearing her bathrobe, she stood and watched while Ken raped my hole. All of a sudden, his English got a whole lot better, huh? When Ken's breathing began to labor and his thrust got harder and sharper, Kate was stood next to us. I have no idea who Kate is. Do you? Back to the story here. Ken shooted out. Ken shooted out he was going to spunk. Alice was on her knees, his cock pulled from my hole, and she took the whole shaft down her throat. Alice drank his load of cum while cleaning his cock after being up my ass. I had to dress and leave reluctantly. Spelled with a K. Somewhere in reluctantly there was a K. I didn't know that. I left them with Ken on all fours and Alice rimming his ass, her bathrobe open, I could see the big strap-on. Smiling to myself, I left my cock starting to stiffen again. The end. What a disaster.
Indeed. Yeah, that, my friends, was your Sextastic Tuesday for October 18th, 2011, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item by using coupon code FREAK at checkout. F-R-E-A-K. You type that in. Whatever you put in your cart, that item will become 50% cheaper. That's how 50% works. It's half off, basically. Plus, you're going to get free shipping, three free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift. AdamandEve.com has vibrators, women's sex toys, men's sex toys, lingerie, lube, all sorts of good stuff. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at their adult movies right now. They have something for everyone. If you're into fat broads, there's a whole section called Chunky. Check out the new Big Fat MILFs 2 DVD. Okay, if you guys, even if you aren't planning on buying anything, you got to check out the cover art at Adam and Eve on some of these videos. Like, on Big Fat MILFs number 2, this woman is, I can't even describe how her fat is rolling. There's like a hump creating a crevice, a horizontal crevice, and then her hands are down, and there's like a vertical crevice that looks like a butt, and that's above her pussy still. So her, you know, her fat is distributed very oddly. Got to check it out. Again, AdamandEve.com, 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK. They're also going to throw in three free adult DVDs and a mystery gift, and of course, free shipping. You can't beat that deal. Go there right now, AdamandEve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Yes, for you sideshow freaks, I've got an extended program, so you'll get 10, 15, or 20 minutes of bonus show. If you're not yet a member, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com for $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been at this since December 2004, so I've done, what, like 13, 1400 shows. They're all available on the archive. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs just for paying members, video casts, all sorts of good stuff. It's very inexpensive, and it helps the program out. Sign up right now. Become a super freak at superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. Have you guys been keeping up on what's going on at Sesame Street's YouTube channel? Apparently, it's been hacked, and a lot of gay porn has been popping up.
Fuck yeah, enjoy it. Fucking rape it. Fuck yeah.
Rape it.
Fuck that fucking asshole. Fuck yeah. Oh.
Gay porn's the funniest.
Yeah, clutch your fucking dick, asshole.
Redneck gay porn is even better.
Back and hole. Fuck yeah. Fag cunt, boys.
Fag cunt.
Look at that. Look at that fag cunt.
Yeah.
Look at that.
This is what your kids were watching on YouTube.
That thing's getting its whole bread.
Bert and Ernie.
Right there.
Southern rednecks.
It's one fucking grade A homosexual hole. Right there. And a redneck's fucking using it to get his fucking nut.
I want to hear this whole thing.
Yeah, boy.
I think we know what's coming. Literally.
Fucking Ricky, good daddy. Fuck yeah.
Give me some of that fucking asshole, boy.
Everybody.
Look at that. Look at that.
Fuck yeah. Everybody with the cops in the ass.
Fuck you, faggot.
Okay. There he goes. Good show, sir. All right. Sesame Street's YouTube channel was back online and spreading wholesome, child-friendly messages on Monday, a day after hackers appeared to have reprogrammed the children's show page with Prawn. The show's channel was taken offline Sunday afternoon, and visitors were greeted with a message from the video website informing them it had been shut down due to repeated or severe violations of our community guidelines. Users who accessed the account earlier had found explicit sex videos instead of Muppets. YouTube, which routinely declines to comment on individual user accounts, issued a brief statement Sunday noting that the Google-owned video site prohibits graphic content and removes inappropriate posts as soon as they become aware of them. A spokeswoman referred to the same statement on Monday. A message posted on the page before the content was removed claimed responsibility in the name of two YouTube users, one of whom denied involvement in a statement on his own page. I did not hack Sesame Street. I am an honest YouTuber. The user identified as Mr. Ed XWX posted. I work hard to make quality gameplay video, blah, blah, blah. The message on Sesame Street's page also noted that parents who want to watch videos with their children in a safe, child-friendly environment can also do so on the show's website. So there you go. You know, watch porn together as a family.
Oh, my butt! Oh, God! Oh, God, fuck me! Oh, fuck me! Oh, shit! Oh.
Two fists in my asshole. All right, second story we have for you today. A woman cut off her husband's penis with a pair of scissors and threw the severed member into a river in revenge for his affair with another woman and his physical abuse, police in Taiwan say. Good luck finding that little teeny Taiwanese penis now. The 30-year-old Vietnamese woman, identified only by her surname Pan, cut off about half of her husband's penis, so, you know, probably like half an inch, at their home in the southern city of Tainan after he took drugs and sleeping pills and fell asleep. The woman allegedly claimed she had thrown the severed member of her drug-addicted Taiwanese husband into a river before turning herself in. Quote, she has been taken into custody on charges of assault, a police officer said. The woman allegedly told police she felt no regret about what she had done to her husband, who is 29 years old, jobless, and surprise, surprise, now he's cockless as well, and a known user of illegal drugs. Police said she claimed to have suffered beatings, even though she had worked at a local karaoke shop to support the family since the pair married 2 years ago. Her husband's affair with another woman, which she did not attempt to hide, prompted her revenge, the suspect said. According to police, if convicted, she faces a jail term of up to 12 years in jail. So there you go. And finally, today, as we roll through these news stories, a barber faces jail time for shaving fool into the hair of a man with severe learning difficulties. Well, to be fair, it's not like this guy would be able to read the word fool in the mirror. One, because he probably can't read at all. But two, even if he could read, when looking at the word in a mirror, it would be backwards, and I don't think a retard could figure that one out. Unsuspecting Michael Ricketts, Ricketts, 49, was thrilled with his haircut before the inch-high word was spotted by friends. They told cops and barber Michael Campbell, 35, was arrested. He claimed he had written cool, not fool. Minister Vincent Visser told how Mr. Ricketts went to church happy because of his haircut. Aw, little retards get happy over anything, you know what I mean? Like, ah, I got a haircut, I'm so happy! I saw fool in capital letters. Care worker Jackie Lester said colleagues pointed out the word when Mr. Ricketts arrived at his day center the following morning. She said, I was shocked. His head was then shaved. Campbell of Hartcliffe, Bristol, denied assault, but was found guilty by the city's magistrate yesterday. He was released on, unconditional bail for sentencing next month. Mr. Ricketts, on the other hand, has completely forgotten about the haircut at this point, and he's just happily reporting for duty at his job at McDonald's. Blackout.
turn to McDonald's. May I help you?
Oh, that's a retard staple. That's how you know you're dealing with someone who's, you know, a little on the re-re side. The way they say help. May I help you? All right, that my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple of voicemails and get the hell out of here. Well, looky what we have here. A tough guy emailing in, trying to hit me where it hurts. Dylan emailed me. He says, hey, if you don't stop cutting off my calls by the end of October, I like how he gives me, you know, a time frame here, I'm going to cancel my subscription. That's too bad because I was going to donate too. Well, Dylan, I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but I don't like it when people threaten me. And the great thing about having a subscription site that is so inexpensive and such a value is that I don't give a shit if one stupid dumb fuck cancels. If a whiny little bitch says goodbye to the sideshow because he doesn't like the way I do things, it doesn't hurt me in the least. So why don't you go ahead, save us both some time. I realize it's only October 18th, but go ahead and cancel your membership now. I won't miss you. None of us will. You're inconsequential. You're a piece of shit, and you mean nothing to me. Thank you. I don't even know who Dylan is. Is it that kid who calls in every day and says, don't hang up! Play my message, don't hang up! Because you just come off as really desperate. It's sad. And really, there's a reason why I skip over your voicemails, because you don't have anything good to say, and you don't speak clearly, and you don't really make any sense. So, in summation, fuck off and die. Okay, thanks. Now let's listen to some real freaks calling in.
Jigu, Timmy Boo, and Steve-O.
Jago.
My show member.
Good boy.
Hey, dude, on the 7th, you played that cat saying no.
Yeah.
Listen back, and if you can do this, compare him to Sim Fuckus. They sound eerily similar.
I think Sim Fuckus is dead.
A cat that says no, and Sim Fuckus.
Someone do a side-by-side comparison, please. Yeah, I really think Sim Fuckus bit the big one because he hasn't been posting anything on YouTube. And really, if I had the type of comments on my videos that Sim Fuckus had on his, I'd probably hide in a hole as well. I mean,
hey, Tim.
Everyone thought he was some sort of mutant freak, and he kind of was.
Hey, Tim, this is Sideshow member Jesus. And
hi, Jesus.
Concerning the person who's complaining about the Glory Hole interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fucking retarded, because I'm pretty sure I watch a lot of tranny porn, and even when they're wearing condoms, they're not wearing the condoms when they're blowing each other, and I'm pretty sure, can't you get AIDS from that? Aren't you swapping fluids?
Well, I mean, you can in theory, but
you're just going to blow them without the condom on.
It's not retarded. It's not something that happens often, I think. I mean, it's more of an anal sex thing. But, I mean, I don't know if you heard the whole interview or not, but this guy not only gets blowjobs condomless, but I mean, he fucks the shit literally out of anyone without a condom, so he's doing everything.
Hey, Timmy Pooh,
very dirty man.
Lifetime Sideshow Scary Bob here.
Hi, Scary Bob.
You know, I guess after that Nancy Grace and the farting thing story the other day, your show basically can boil down to three things.
Okay.
Farting, fucking, and faggots.
Oh,
and I guess that's
the three F's.
That's okay, you know, I'm a Lifetime Sideshow guy, but I keep on listening, so, you know, I guess I shouldn't complain too much. But, you know, I will throw you an extra $5-$10 because I want get my money's worth out of my lifetime membership. So you put that $5 or $10 towards your AIDS treatment because I want you to make sure that I get my money's worth.
Okay. For the record, I don't have AIDS.
Timothy, beautiful.
I have peanut butter AIDS. It's delicious.
Timothy, beautiful. Goddamn. Fucking content. I thought you'd be interested to know about The Binding of Isaac, a new PC game in which you kill undead fetuses. And the final boss is your evil religious mom.
What? Someone get me a link or trailer to that video game. And is it available for Xbox?
Don't skip this call. Dylan!
Alright, let's hear what Dylan has to say here. This is okay. He's calling. He's been emailing me now, saying, "Listen, I'm going to cancel my membership because you don't play my voicemails all the way through." First of all, I never play anyone's voicemail all the way through. I'm always cutting people off. But let's hear this guy. This has got to be fucking golden.
Sideshow member, 4, 707 area code caller. but yeah, I got a good thing for you. I got a good thing to say. Okay, this one. Okay. What do you get when you cross a ghost and a black man with Parkinson's?
So basically, you're doing knock knock jokes for me. Okay. All right, what do we get? What was it? I'm going to give this guy a chance here. What do you get?
Okay, what do you get when you cross a ghost and a black man with Parkinson's?
A ghost and a black man with Parkinson's. I don't know.
I'll let you think for a second.
Don't worry about it.
A jiggle boo.
A jiggle boo. All right.
That hopped off, y'all.
It was better than I thought it was going to be, but still, just a pointless call.
Okay. Just sign up for the sideshow. It's your big game.
Are you calling from a restroom?
Canadian listener. Hopefully I can call in a bit more. Maybe I'll headbutt you once. Jagoo.
All right. By the way, I was talking about the Coca-Cola freestyle machine. I am currently sipping on Raspberry Coke, one of the 100 flavors you can get. It's blowing my mind every time I go to these restaurants. But now, at first, it started out in just 2 restaurants in Columbus. And restaurants, I mean fast food joints. Wendy's had them, right? And now the Wendy's got another machine because it's so popular. And then I just found out that they're expanding into grocery stores. There's a Giant Eagle grocery store in Columbus that has one. And a Subplace. The freestyle machines are really catching on. And if you haven't tried it out yet, go for it. They're just all sorts of different flavors, like cherry, fruit punch, grape, lime, peach, raspberry, and strawberry Fanta. Cherry, grape, orange, peach, raspberry, strawberry, vanilla, Sprite. Vanilla Sprite! Have you ever heard of such a crazy thing?
Hey, Tim. This is Sideshow member Nigger Dick.
Hi, Nigger Dick.
Georgia. I was recently hanging out with my mom was hanging out with some of her relatives, I think, and I was overhearing some of their conversation, and I found out that my mom had an episiotomy, which I think you had talked about on your show one time, where they snip what is called the taint when you're giving birth, because, and I quote, otherwise my brother would have ripped my mom to shreds. So I overheard that, and then I immediately went and grew up. So I thought maybe
they tore your mom's
that.
Pussy. They cut it open.
Right. So again, try to remember, nigger dick.
I'm so glad I'm not a woman.
Hey, Ken, it's Marissa.
Bleed out of that thing, pushing fucking cunt turds out of
from
there.
New York. Just calling because you've been playing a lot of fisting audio lately.
Yes.
Of women getting fisted, but you know, the famous men getting fisted audio is also popular.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know, for people who have tried it, I mean, does that just completely ruin you for dicks after that? Like,
it's got to.
You know, not even feel it in your ass or in your pussy.
I mean, once you get into fisting and having a fist in your ass, there's no turning back at that point.
At that point.
It's the only way you're going to feel anything. It's got to be a fist or bigger at that point.
I
can only go up.
I'm really curious, not because I want to try it, just because I want to... No. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen pictures of that guy. You remember Kirk Johnson, the Goatsy Man? I think he started out with fisting, and now it's just, it's even wider things, like ginormous wide dildos. And his ass is just tore up from the floor up. Like, it doesn't go back down to the normal size of your asshole. Like, shit just has to, like, fall out of that thing. There's no way he can control his bowels. I wish I could interview him. He refuses to respond to my interview requests. If anyone has an in, if you're friends with Kirk Johnson, maybe you fisted him. I don't know. Get a hold of him and try to get him to come on this program. I have so many questions.
Timmy Boo.
Jagoo,
Timmy Boo. Sideshow member DJC here with Freeside member DJ Joe. Soon to be Sideshow member.
Good
Very
boy.
Soon. I've almost got him convinced.
I got a few items here on the phone.
He needs to get it on his BlackBerry. But we're working on it. I'm going to set him up soon. Yeah. Just calling to tell you what's up. We miss you.
We
saw our prayers for your father. We're here just enjoying some Yes, and racial jokes abundant. There's a black man here, Timmy. A black man. We're very scared.
All right, okay. See, I'm going to skip your call, too. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's an OGAD.
It's one fucking grade A homosexual hole.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you're Sideshow Freak, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. My name is Tim Henson, the new face of genital herpes.